to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Steve Frank, and we're going to be talking about the problems here in California. Now, Shakespeare had written in the 1600s in Hamlet, Apollonius's advice to Laertes, and that advice was neither a borrower nor a lender be. Neither a borrower nor a lender be. Why? Well, because if you lend people money, they may run off and not pay you back. If you're a borrower, you become the slave to the lender. And here in society, for many years, why, we've learned to live on debt. And boy, can you live well. All you have to do is go out and borrow the money and live like a millionaire, but then, of course, you got to pay the money back. This doesn't work very well for people because what happens if they lose their job? Then they lose the security that they put up. But governments live on borrowed money, too. And what do governments do if they can't pay the money back? Well, they borrow more money to pay the money back that they borrowed. And that's what the federal government is doing. That's what our state governments are doing, and that's what we're doing here in California. Basically, we have a massive debt. We promised to give all sorts of money and pensions to our retired employees, state employees. Of course, the state employees union actually, of course, collects money from the state employees and then gives it to politicians who will vote to increase their pensions. Great system. Great for the state employees. You can allot certain positions of law enforcement. You can retire at 50 with full salary, $100,000, $150,000 a year with health benefits. And it's a wonderful system. The only trouble is there's no money to pay for it. And now our governor, in his wisdom, has decided to build an electrified bullet train. It's going to cost $60 billion. Well, maybe it'll cost $80 billion. Maybe it'll cost $100 or $120 billion. We don't know what it's really going to cost, but we want to build this train. We even got some money. The people of California voted a couple of years ago for the bullet train when they promised it would only cost $60 billion, and we're not going to really cost us anything because it was all going to be paid for with bonds. Doesn't cost us anything. We buy it with bonds. We issue bonds and we get the money. And then we get free money from the federal government. Isn't that wonderful? And we go further and further and further in debt. Steve Frank is with us this morning, one of our favorite guests. We haven't had him on for a time, but always a very provocative guest. Steve, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your background, and then you take up this subject of California and the debt we're in, which will never be paid off. Go ahead.
Dr. Stan, always glad to be with you. This is a debt that there's no way to pay off. And let me start with the actual cost of that high-speed rail. Originally, the rail was to be from Los Angeles to San Francisco and then with a leg up to Sacramento. That was the full program. The people of California was asked to vote for Proposition 1A, a $10 billion bond, to get the process going. And the people agreed to it, and the train was to take 2 hours and 40 minutes to go from Los Angeles to San Francisco. The cost of that was $200 billion to do that, but not a dime of that money was for the operation of the high-speed rail. Now we have a new proposal because that was too expensive. And we can't do it all at once, the governor says. So he provided a different system from Bakersfield to up to Modesto. So he would, instead of costing the $200 billion, it would only cost $68 billion. The problem is you have to issue more bonds. We'd have to spend more money on the system. Plus, it wouldn't be complete per the terms of Proposition 1A. But when Stanford University has an institute as a part of it called Common Sense, they just did a study in the past week. They released the study, and it showed that the actual cost of just the partial system, including interest on the bonds, would be $203 billion. Next year, the interest charges would be $180 million, but by the year 2028, we'd be paying $6.5 billion in interest charges every year on the bonds, and that doesn't even include paying back the principal, nor does it include operating the high-speed rail. So this is how the state of California gets into trouble. So currently, how do we pay for this? Well, they expect bond money. They expect the federal government to do it, and they expect private investors. Well, after 13 years of this process, not a dime of private investor money is in the process. The federal government has given us its last money, and as you know, the federal government is $16 trillion in debt, $1.3 trillion just this year. And so they don't have the money. The House of Representatives is not going to give another dime for this process. So the state of California is going to have to pay for it. Yet this is just the first week of the new fiscal year for the state of California, and we're already $21 billion in deficit. The state of California already owes $21 billion, plus it owes money, $12 billion to the schools, $14 billion to the federal government for unemployment insurance, $11 billion worth of money it has stolen from the trust funds. California is dead broke. And that's how we start the fiscal year. And yet the governor of California, Jerry Brown, and the Democrats have decided it doesn't matter that we don't have the money. We want a choo-choo train.
And hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at The American Freedom Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheatridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Back here, and of course, when they were selling this bullet train to the people of California, they said it's not going to cost any money. It's all going to be bought with bonds, and people never bothered to stop and think, but who's going to pay the bonds off? Who's going to pay the interest on the bonds? No, we were told it's not going to cost us any money. It's all going to be purchased with bonds. Isn't that wonderful? It's literally not only a free bullet train, but we're going to get all this money from the federal government. And a couple of years ago, the people of the state of California were foolish enough to actually vote for this bullet train. After all, wouldn't it be wonderful to have this wonderful means of transportation in the state of California? And then we cut back on emissions, roads wouldn't be as crowded with all the people in their cars. But of course, the thing is that today it's an entirely different world. California is bankrupt. They're talking about cutting back on welfare benefits, on police, on fire department, on all sorts of government functions. And yet we're going ahead with the bullet train. And the legislature, in their wisdom, has gone ahead and agreed to go ahead and come up with the money. But, Steve, where's the money going to come from? Where is the state going to get the money to start building this bullet train from Bakersfield to Modesto? And how many people are going to ride that train from Bakersfield to Modesto? And then they're going to have to electrify that whole area. I think they're going to use electric rails. That's going to be an expensive proposition as well. Sounds to me like we've started another massive boondoggle we can't afford. Yet they're going to say, but look at all the jobs we're going to create. But how are you creating them? With borrowed money. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, the way they get the money, the decision by the legislature last week was to release $2.7 billion from the bond money. Based on that, the federal government released $3.3 billion from its funds, transportation money, that had been allocated previously for this. That's a total of $6 billion. Literally, that's the last money available to pay for a $203 billion project. They only have $6 billion. And the governor's theory is that, well, if we start building it and they see that we have plans to hire people and put people to work, the people of California will agree not to waste the $6 billion and they'll pay the other $197 billion by passing more bonds. That obviously is just not workable, that system. In the meantime, even though they have $6 billion to begin the process with, they still have to go through CEQA. And CEQA is the environmental water laws, because they're going to be messing around with the water table and underground water pools. And so they have to be able to prove they're not going to harm the water, and they're not going to have to harm other parts of the environment in the building of this facility. As we already know, that just building this would dirty the air in Fresno County and the Central Valley worse than the air is today. It would double the pollutants in the air just by building this. So they have to go through all these environmental reports, and of course, as you know and your audience knows, it could take up to 20 years for these reports to be finalized and approved. And by then, the cost of building the train will probably double, and hopefully by then, people will know not to do it. In the meantime, the Farm Bureau of Madera County and Kings County have sued the High Speed Rail Authority on the basis that they are stealing farmland in the Central Valley and not paying proper money for it for the High Speed Rail to go through. So there's a whole series of legal battles that will take years to clear up. And then, of course, there'll be the legal battle over the violation of the terms of the bonds issued on Proposition 1A. The proposition was meant for a bullet train from L.A. to San Francisco, not a slower train from Bakersfield to Modesto. And so that has been violated. Not a dime was to be spent on the train, according to the bond measure, unless there was a $10 billion worth of private investment. In 13 years, there's been zero private investment. So on and on, there's been dramatic violations of the law, of the terms of the bonds, and at some point, this thing falls down. In the meantime, the people of California will have lost a minimum of $10 billion. Actually, that's 20, because you have to pay the bond back with interest. And the federal government has already given us, with the new $3.3 billion, approximately $7 billion. So taxpayers here in California and nationally would have lost $27 billion on a boondoggle. This thing is just not going to happen.
Well, now, this is not the bullet train that they're actually going to put in. It is, you say, it's a slower train?
That's correct. It works out that if you're going to have a bullet train, a high-speed rail, you have to have a certain quality train track to hold the capacity of such a high-speed train. And there are such tracks available. The problem is the governor, in order to keep the cost down, is using inferior tracks that will not allow the train to go at bullet train speed. And so when they do get to the point where they're going to create a high-speed rail, the train tracks that the governor is putting in will have to be replaced with real tracks. So this is total boondoggle, start to finish, having no sense of reality. And, of course, the cost of the original ride from L.A. to San Francisco was $55. It is now estimated to cost $125 one way. Just to give you and your audience an idea of what that means, a couple weeks ago I drove from the Los Angeles area to just north of San Francisco and back, and I own a Prius, and the total cost of gas was $60. So if I had taken a friend with me, the cost would have been $60. But if I had bought two round-trip tickets, it would have cost $500. It's just the use of it is cost prohibitive. And in the terms of Proposition 1A, the government cannot subsidize the tickets, which means that the passengers will have to pay full price for their ticket. And I'm not too sure there are very many people who are willing to pay $250 round trip to go by train and then having to get a car at the other end or arrange for other transportation when they could drive there for 60 and back for $60.
No, I don't think that that's going to be very popular either. Of course, it would save you a little time, but in the long run, of course, by the time then you got there, you had to get a car, and this would create all sorts of complications. Then you got to turn the car in, and this is an expensive proposition. Well, you know, as with so many things that the government does, as long as you're spending somebody else's money, you just don't worry. But unfortunately, here in the state of California, our legislature is made up of socialists. Some of them, I honestly believe, are intent upon the destruction of our society by debt. And people don't understand that the plan was laid out a number of years ago, back in the 1960s, by two socialists. One was named Cloward, the other was Piven. And they simply, as socialists, they said the way to destroy a capitalist society is just to push all of these wonderful government programs and spend society into debt until the whole system crumbles. People say, well, if our society could never crumble, it could never be destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, debt will destroy this country when you have these massive debts to pay off. I mean, who's going to pay them? And the only thing to do then is simply inflate the debt away. Since you can't borrow any money, you've got to inflate the debt away by destroying the value of the currency, destroying the pensions, destroying the insurance policies, destroying the savings and bonds, and everything that is tied to money. And that is exactly what the federal government is in the process of doing today. They just haven't told the American people. And when they finally wake up to it, why, the majority of the American people have been impoverished and say, our system failed, we're going to have to try another type of government, and they rely upon the government to help them. And, of course, at that point, freedom as we know it will become simply a remembrance of things past. Go right ahead, Steve.
Well, you bring up a very important point, the question being, is Jerry Brown, and then maybe on a national level, is Barack Obama purposely trying to destroy the American economy? And I hate to think that they are, but the reality is when you look at the results of their policies and the fact that they know that the policies are going to fail and cost us money that we don't have, there's nothing else to say. For instance, here in California, AB 32, which is the environmental law, has cost us jobs, cost us businesses, families have had to move, and it was known that this would happen. There's no way to do it. Farmers in the Central Valley or anywhere in the state, under the terms of AB 32, now have to spend enormous amounts of money to stop runoff from their farmland. That's an expensive proposition. The fact that they now have to turn their equipment that they've owned for years that work well into specialized diesel engines that are very expensive, while the current equipment is still workable and usable, that just kills the family farm. Every day we see examples of how government wastes our money. I'll give you one terrible example. The state of California has a trust fund, and notice that term, trust fund, of for victims of corporate misdeeds. It's a compensation fund for for senior citizens who have been ripped off by corporations. The money in the fund comes from court fines and penalties. No tax dollars involved. It comes directly from the court system when they fine a company or a corporation for doing wrong. And that goes into a trust fund. Jerry Brown took $10 million from that trust fund meant to help senior citizens who need compensation. He's taken $10 million of that money and put it into the general fund in order to protect and cover his deficit, leaving only $3.2 million left in the funds. Jerry Brown stole $10 million from senior citizens, and no one seems to care. And that's just a minor amount of money. Between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jerry Brown, they've stolen $500 million from the recycling trust fund. In total, a minimum of $11 billion has been stolen from trust funds, money that are allocated just for a specific cause, taken by the government, and used to cover the deficit.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess it's my name is Steve Frank. Steve, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out for our listeners?
Excuse me?
Do you have a website or any address you'd like to put out for our listeners?
If people want to see stories every day, 7 days a week, and updates during the day as to the news that's breaking, they can go to the California Political News and Views, which is capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, and they can see the updated stories every day about government spending, corruption, politics, public policy, the stories that the media won't print. For instance, the other day I did a story about how government schools in California are feeding kids healthy, nutritious food for lunch. Well, actually, I should say they're serving the food. The kids are not eating it. The kids are still eating the pizzas and the burgers and the tofu burgers and the vegetarian plates and the black bean burgers are all being thrown out because kids won't eat that stuff. And but it makes the government schools feel good. It's those stories that you won't hear anywhere else or see anywhere else that you'll find at capoliticalnews.com every day. And it's free.
All right, fine. Well, now, we have a real problem with the pension funds here in California, Sydney. We have massive pension funds that, Sydney, have been set aside to pay the pension benefits for our public employees. Problem is, there isn't enough money in them. And, of course, as more and more of our public employees retire, and they're going to be then getting their pensions, pretty soon this whole thing is going to go bankrupt to Governor Brown's benefit and credit. He has tried to do something to make this politically viable, and yet, of course, he's met tremendous opposition, and the courts have become involved in. And so he's told he can't in any way cut benefits or change the system, and yet there's no way this is going to be financially viable. Would you like to pick up that story?
Well, this is a truly terrible story, Dr. Stan. The governor presented a series of bills that would reform the pension system and would possibly be able to save it. Right now, the California, the CalPERS system, the state employment pension plan, is over $500 billion unfunded liabilities. The teacher's plan is insolvent. It's over $64 billion unfunded liability. The UC system, its plan is $21 billion unfunded. So the governor presents a plan. The Democrats, or three plans, the Democrats in the legislature refuse to even have a hearing on the three plans, and they refuse to have the bills introduced. So the Republicans take these plans, they introduce the governor's plan, and the Democrats in committee vote all three down and they're dead. So the governor can say that he presented a reform plan, and the legislature, as if it was the Republicans, the legislature didn't approve it. And so that's just political gamesmanship at its worst. Then you have San Diego and San Jose have both passed, the voters there have both passed reforms of their systems so they could save it from bankruptcy and save their police and their general fund budget. And so the people there will save it. The problem with both systems, even if implemented tomorrow, would not see any savings, any real savings, for 15 to 20 years, by which time both cities will be well past bankruptcy. So even though they passed reforms, the reforms are too little too late. But the Democrats in the legislature won't even allow that to go by. They are passing a bill that would stop cities and other government entities from making the rules for pension plans and pension systems. so that only the state of California could do it, in effect nullifying what San Diego and San Jose did and stopping other communities from trying to save their cities. And that's how this pension system is going. It will tear down the budgets of the cities. For instance, 23% of all the tax revenues in the city of Los Angeles or the city of San Francisco, 23% goes just to pension payments. 23%, not to cops, not to roads, libraries, or parks. It goes to pension contributions, 23%. And that amount is growing every year. So we're at a position where the system is collapsing, and the governor plays games with this, and the Democrats don't want to hear it. Yet at the same time, the pension system is wildly underfunded, and people expect money. Last year, the way the teachers were able to get their pension checks was the State of California General Fund added $644 million to the CalSTRS just so CalSTRS could continue sending out checks. That's how bankrupt and broke that system is.
So my understanding was that on some of these pension funds are actually having to borrow the money to pay the pensions with the idea then of, well, I don't know how they're going to get the money paid off that they borrowed to pay the pensions.
You see, Dr. Stan, you're an honest person, and you expect that bonds are to be paid back. The city of Stockton, as you know, is bankrupt. As part of its bankruptcy, it is trying to throw away, have the court say they don't have to pay back, $121 million pension obligation bond. Stockton was one of those cities that could not pay his pensions contributions, so they borrowed the money through the issuance of bonds, pension obligation bonds, and in this case $121 million. Now they're in bankruptcy. They're not going to pay that bond money back, and the bond company that issued the bonds is now suing in bankruptcy court, saying that the city of Stockton can't go bankrupt because they have to pay off this pension obligation bond. So here's the problem for other cities. If Stockton gets away with not paying back the $121 million pension obligation bond, what bond company is going to issue any pension obligation bonds to any other California government entity or city? Because they will know that that group can go bankrupt and they lose all their money. Just as President stole money from General Motors.
Our number is 877-254-75.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess yes, this morning, Stephen Frank, and we have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hi, this is Ann from Colorado.
Hi, Ann. How are you doing?
Good. What I'm calling about is that tomorrow the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. are going to be voting on the repeal of Obamacare. And this is related basically to imploding our system financially, which is the plan of the communists. But people can call the, I would encourage especially the Democrats, House of Representatives, and you can get their phone number at house.gov/representatives/. It's a wonderful listing of the representatives by state. And just call as many as you can. Call your own first and then call other states. Because we can't, Obamacare is going to kill us in many ways. So it's the vote that is so currently urgent to call on.
Your concern, but even if it were to pass the House of Representatives, it would only be a symbolic. The Senate will not pass it. Even more than that, Obama will veto it. I admire your enthusiasm, but as with so many things, it is simply all showbiz. What are your thoughts on that, Steve? And certainly,
I agree, sympathize
with our caller and share her concern about Obamacare. But, Steve, what do you think about this symbolic effort on the part of the House to repeal Obamacare, knowing full well that if they repealed it, why, of course, Obama would veto the bill?
Well, I share the caller's concern.
So do I.
Obamacare is a killer of the economy, of jobs, and literally a killer of people. The death panels will have us. Last year in Britain, they have their version of Obamacare, 130,000 elderly were euthanized by the government. It was cheaper to kill them than it was to keep them alive. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. But I also agree with you, Dr. Stan, that this is symbolic, that the House of Representatives voting to repeal is symbolic. But sometimes symbolism helps create the issue in order to frame the issue so the general public can see the differences between one party and another. And it's important, I think, for the Republicans in the House of Representatives to force Democrats to go on record as saying they want to keep Obamacare, they want to keep the high taxes, $1.76 trillion worth of new taxes. They want to tax the middle class to pay for this and want to provide inferior health care services. And it's important not that it will get repealed, but that it will affect the November elections and allow the American public to see which party is fiscally responsible, which one cares about the health of the people of the United States, and which one believes that people are too stupid and unable to take care of themselves. So while it is symbolic, I applaud the Republicans for doing this because it sets up a vote that puts Democrats on record of supporting $1.76 trillion worth of new taxes and lower health care quality in this country. That's a good thing for Republicans to do in advance of the election.
But, Steve, is the Republican Party really fiscally responsible? I mean, look at the program that they came up under Paul Ryan with a $1.4 to $1.5 trillion a year deficit. Why they said we're going to solve the problem, we're going to cut $1 trillion from the budget over the next 10 years. I mean, how can you solve a $1.5 trillion a year deficit by cutting $1 trillion over 10 years? Is all of this simply showbiz? I mean, are the Republicans certainly against war? Are the Republicans against the massive social programs that we have here? Or is this all to give the American people the idea that we have a two-party system when the leaders of both political parties are heading exactly the same direction?
Well, I feel the same frustration you do about the Republican Party and the way people like Arnold Schwarzenegger have ruined the brand of the Republican Party. But the direct answer to your question, the Republicans do have a budget plan called the Ryan Plan that does cut the deficit each year. It does cut it down to zero. It begins the process of repaying debt. It does take some time to do that because you can't stop on a dime an economy of this size. But it does cut back the size of government. It ends government programs. It does a lot of the things that we want it to do. And it has an almost immediate $5 trillion effect over the next 10 years. And that is a very good start on a $16 billion deficit that is expected to grow by between $1 to $1.5 trillion every year for the foreseeable future. It cuts that down. So, yes, the Republicans do have a plan. It's in writing. It's already passed the House of Representatives. And the Democrat Senate has refused to even vote on a budget for over 3 years. Can you imagine that the Senate of the United States is so deliberative that they're unable to take a vote on a budget that is the main purpose of them being in office? They won't do it, and it's been over 3 years now. So, no, I think the Republicans do have a plan. It may not be the best plan. There may be things that should be done to amend it, but it's a very good start, an extremely good start for the people of the United States.
Can you give us your web address, Steve?
You could go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com.
Is that like Cap Apple?
I share your concern about Obamacare. I really do. Unfortunately, we're being constantly manipulated by the invisible government that really is intent upon bankrupting our nation. And our listeners out there must understand that everything they have is going to be destroyed by a process known as creative destruction. Creative destruction, we're going to create this wonderful new society. We're going to destroy the old. We'll be right back. Got that. Thanks so much, Steve. Bye-bye.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Frank this morning. And certainly we are in terrible trouble. The Obama health care bill is an abomination. Certainly we've got to stop this. But unfortunately, the Republican Party is controlled by the same people who control the Democrat Party. They rig elections in our country, and certainly, for instance, following the elections in 2008 in Ohio, a number of Republicans were sent to prison for rigging the elections. George Bush stole the election. You're never going to hear about this sort of thing. The electronic voting machines are routinely programmed to give you the false number. And this certainly is one of our people supporting Ron Paul had pointed out that in one of the election districts where they did exit polls, 60% of the people supported Ron Paul. And when the electronic voting machine counted the votes, 20% supported Ron Paul. That's the way the system really works. You must understand they have corrupted our system and you have got to be involved. Who's behind all of this? You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talks on the dangerous dark secret and on the forbidden secret. They're the DVDs, and you can get syllabuses with them to verify the fact that I'm telling you the truth. And so you can actually read the material from George Bush's of speeches where he talks about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What's the ancient hope? Why, it's this idea of establishing the one world government under the new world leader. That's the Antichrist, of course. But, of course, when George Bush says that in his acceptance speech, nobody understands it. Or when he talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. That came from the first inaugural speech by George W. Bush. He mentioned it not once, but twice. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. That's why you need to get my talks, The Forbidden Secret, The Dark Secret. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. If you're out there and you are in a position to help us financially, we could certainly use your help. We need to maintain our network of almost 70 outlets across America, and we can't do it without your help. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do have a new great book in. It's the story of what happened to Adolf Hitler after he escaped from the bunker. It's called Grey Wolf. Written by an English author and an English military historian. And, of course, they tracked, they went to Argentina, tracked down some of the people who had known Adolf Hitler when he was living in Argentina. And but of course, they can't let you know that Martin Bormann escaped, that Heinrich Mueller, the head of the Gestapo, escaped. I'd always thought it was between 50 and... between 10 and 50,000 Nazis escaped to South America. According to Gerard Williams, the author of the book Grey Wolf, 100,000 of the Nazi war criminals were helped to escape to South America, and the rat line by, of course, our CIA, of MI6, and the Vatican, or at least that satanic element of the Vatican. The book Grey Wolf, What Happened to Hitler After He Escaped from the Bunker. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Be sure to get our 4-tape set, an off-priest paper clip, but not to be brought here. Transformer Paris. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men.